NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff turns his attention to video games in a look at classroom tools for science teachers.
When you launch a projectile on angry birds and it flies toward those snorting green pigs, how far will it go? What path will the bird take through the air? How much of the structure will it knock down? The answers to all these questions are determined by the physics engine that underlies the game. A physics engine performs the simplified calculations needed to simulate some version of real-world physics. Now, it's important to note here that game designers in general are more concerned with creating an entertaining game than with simulating actual physics. I'm not the first person to notice that Angry Birds can be used to teach physics. Rhett Elaine is a physics teacher and blogger who has put together a book, published by National Geographic, called Angry Birds, Furious Forces. Rachel Connolly has also blogged on the topic. Links to their work are posted on the online version of this podcast, so check those out. While Elaine and Connolly look specifically at Angry Birds, I want to address the physics engines that underlie this type of program. Due to the relatively slow computer processors that were available, early physics engines could only handle the simplest of situations. If you think back to Pong, there was just a white square bouncing back and forth between two white bars. The speed and direction of the ball only changed when it hit a paddle. Later, pinball simulators that came along had a ball that behaved as though it was on a slope. Accelerating toward the bottom of the screen and bouncing differently depending on what kind of surface it interacted with. That complexity required a more sophisticated physics engine and more computing power. Modern video games simulate collisions between cars on realistic roads, the running and jumping motions of an avatar, and the trajectories of dozens of objects in a simulated 3D environment. And they do all of that in real time, so that the action happens as fast as it would in real life. Even so, physics engines have to make approximations and compromises to keep the pace of play fast enough for the end user to become immersed in the world of the game. If the calculations take too long, the game will slow down, and nothing brings a gamer back to reality faster than a spinning hourglass. What kind of cheats do physics engines make to avoid this problem? Well, the simplest engines use rigid body physics. That is, objects in the game do not bend, they just move from place to place and rotate. That simplification saves a huge amount of time in calculations and usually does not appear notably unreal to the player. In Angry Birds, for example, the pieces of pig-inhabited structures do not bend before breaking. Some of the more sophisticated and therefore accurate physics engines are used in creating computer animations for films. These perform so many calculations that they cannot be run in real time. Hours and hours of computing time can be required to draw a single frame if a complex fluid is being simulated, for example. The time lag is not a problem when making a movie, so the level of detail and realism in film animation is generally much greater than that in video games. Science teachers can use the popularity of simple games like Angry Birds to motivate interest in projectile motion, forces, and energy. Students can collect either qualitative or quantitative data within the game and use that data to determine the details of the underlying physics engine behind the game.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.